This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are, 7 and a half to the hour. It's the Tuesday that feels like a Monday, Tuesday, May 31st, on the radio. Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, and Dr. Jack Stockwell. I've invited Jack to spend a little more time with us. There are always questions, and I think, Jay, you posted on our social media the request, if you will, the invitation. If you have questions for Jack, medical questions, things that are bugging you. We were talking about SPF and that sort of thing. Jack has, I'm looking at some of the recent podcasts that we have Jack is in, talking about chemo, the chemotherapy. How many of you knew that chemotherapy was developed from Agent Orange, which was a killer during the Vietnam era? That's what we used to kill as many of the Viet Cong as we could. And now we use it to kill as many Americans. I shouldn't probably laugh at it, but some of the things. But that's been the case over the years, Jack, hasn't it? When something that was dangerous gets used to help in different degrees, it's the amount that's used, it's the mix, what else is it with, that sort of nut, that I think chemotherapy is any great. I saw what it did to my wife over a course of many years. It basically, especially when she had the bone marrow transplant a couple of times to fight the breast cancer. She had stage 4 breast cancer and lived for 21 years. The quality of her life, especially toward the end, was horrible. But there were a couple of times that she went through chemo and was isolated in a hospital room. I was, I think, the only one that saw her. Her husband at the time saw her a little bit. I saw her more than he did. And I remember looking at her and thinking, my God, what are we doing to this woman? Yeah. And, you know, you look at it, and I guess it gave us some more life. But at what, you know, what's the cost?
What's the cost? That's why a lot of cancer therapy is moving away from chemo, except in the old dogs that don't want to give it up. But the newer people realize it doesn't work. It might extend a little bit of life.
A little
bit. It might shrink a tumor here and there, but it doesn't get rid of it. That's why they're moving into immunotherapy much, much more, boosting the body's immune system to fight
cancer. And how do they do that? What do they use? What contributes to that?
Well, remember interferon, when that was kind of big a couple of decades ago?
Yeah,
your body makes interferon, and your body makes several other types of natural killer cells that specifically target cancer. And a lot of times people who are having tumor problems, cancer problems, or metastatic, whatever, they'll find that the natural killer cells have gone AWOL. So they want to find out why. And, of course, from my point of view, it's almost always malnutrition and other environmental things that are going on that do not properly stimulate the immune system. So they're trying to use drugs now to stimulate certain aspects of the immune system that specifically target tumor cells. And they're having a lot more success with that than they are with chemotherapy. Chemotherapy will work on the soft cancers, blood cancers.
Yep.
You know, lymphomas, leukemias, these kinds of things. And oddly enough, it worked with Lance, what's his name, the bicycle guy, with testicular cancer.
Oh, right. Lance.
And that that kind of gave up.
Lance Armstrong.
Lance
Armstrong. There we go, Armstrong.
Yeah.
And and that kind of gave a reboost to the use of it, but the only kind of hard cancer it worked on was testicular cancer in men. And so it's an on-again, off-again program for many, many decades until they realized, no, there's no better system on the planet to restore somebody's health than their own immune system. So why is it sluggish in some people but active in others? Why do some people have cancer several times in their lifetime? Because cancer markers could show up in their bloodstream, and then a few weeks or a month later, they're gone. Yep. And as cancer experts have told us, the average human being who does not die from cancer will have had it 6 or 7 times in their life if they live into their 70s.
It's the cancer cells in your body. Yeah, that's exactly. You all have free radicals in your system. I learned that a long time ago. Dr. Jack Stockwell is an important part of our programming here and appears with his own weekend. We have an hour on the weekend, the Good Day Health show, 2 hours, one with Jack, one with Ken. Dr. Ken Cronos. Jack is a Nuka chiropractor. For those of you who are new to him, don't know, haven't heard him in any incarnation that we have worked with him over the years. Nuka chiropractor, guts practitioner, has a clinic in Salt Lake City. He and his wife Mary help countless thousands of people going through there every week that have need for adjustment. Nuka chiropractic. Spend 30 seconds or 60 seconds explaining the difference, Jack, for people who don't know the Nuka chiropractic process versus the regular, if there is. I mean, I've had chiropractic from lots of different people, and it gets administered in a lot of different ways.
Well, there is. There are many approaches to the spine. Just as there's different approaches in surgery, there's different approaches in dentistry. There certainly is when it comes to chiropractic care of the spine. I only deal with one bone in the entire body, and that's the very top bone in the spine, because it's not connected to the rest of the spine. There's no disc between it and C2, which it has a freedom of movement that no other bone in the spine does. And when it comes out of its proper position, because right through the middle of it is where your brainstem is transitioning into your spinal cord. When it comes out of proper positioning, it can put pressure against that, and as such can have just deleterious effects throughout the entire body. I see all kinds of things you would not normally expect to see inside of a chiropractor's office. And so out of my last six patients, four of them have flown in from out of state, because it's a very, very specialized approach to the spine. No snapping, cracking, popping, twisting, none of that stuff. Extremely, extremely gentle, but it's very x-ray intensive. I need several x-ray films to know what the problem is.
Yep. And I remember the first time you took an x-ray of my neck, and what you looked in, you looked at me.
I fell over.
How does your neck
move at
all?
How can you be alive? How can you be alive, Doug, with a neck like this?
Here I am. And one of the things that is that I've learned from you about muscles, and is I think we need to functionally, we have to focus more on our muscles. Without muscles, your skeleton falls apart. I believe that both men and women need muscles. I think your body looks better with muscle, and it holds itself together much better. But then there's the thought of, how is it that I'm moving my arms around and my fingers around as I'm talking to you? And isn't it amazing when you think about how your brain works to tell, I've decided that I want to move my arm up here. I want to lift weight and do this way, or move my arm that way, or move my neck this way, or move my shoulders this way, or my back. And how do we...
There's four different nerve synapses that have to take place for that. That's very fascinating how all of the stuff works.
Yeah.
And there, you know, it starts up in the prefrontal cortex. You got a little itch behind one of your shoulder blades, so I got to go scratch that itch. And there's several muscles that are involved, but the signal goes from the prefrontal cortex up to the motor strip. And it's on both sides of the brain, the right side controlling the left and the left controlling the right, as we know. But the motor strip has very gross movements. It's just flapping around almost like there's something wrong. So it has to go through parts of the brainstem and the midbrain that will slow down that kind of movement. There's a synapse that goes from there over to the cerebellum, and then the cerebellum has a synapse back to the cord, and then a descending fiber has to go to those muscles.
Sounds
that
like the hip bone
scratching
connected
your
to the leg bone and leg bone.
Yeah, well, same thing with the nerves.
Knee bone.
Several nerves are involved with all of this process. You know, it's like you stub your toe in the middle of the night going to the bathroom or something. There are four nerves that have to synapse before your prefrontal cortex is aware of, oh, I just stubbed
and
my toe.
And then there's another nerve that makes you open your mouth and say, oh.
Yeah.
You do that? I did that last night. All right, let's, before we run out of time, talk about monkeypox. And whether it's a risk to public health or not, how it's transferred, where it comes from. Can you give us a primer?
If you're involved in certain behaviors that are immunosuppressive, like homosexual sex, it's only transferred through body contact. It's not transferred through the air.
Yep.
There's a lot of people out there worried this is going to be the next pandemic. Not so at all. It's very contained there in a couple of sub-Saharan Central African countries. and it's endemic to that area. Not,
the news media would have us think that it's the end of the world.
No, scare you to death. They want to scare you to death. And then, of course, they have all of these smallpox vaccines in storage right now that since smallpox disappeared like 30 years ago.
So monkeypox is smallpox? Is that...
Well, it's related in a distant sense, but they want to start marketing the smallpox reserve that they have so they can sell it off. And the only way they can do that is that they scare you to death with monkeypox. And unless you're involved with certain kinds of immunosuppressive behaviors, I wouldn't worry about it.
I'm not worried.
I mean, even the FDA and the CDC are saying the same thing, that I, you know, as though I would trust them. Yeah. But what they're saying is that, you know, it's only spread through physical contact.
Yeah. All right. I want to talk for a moment. We got about a minute left here about choline. Is that how you pronounce it?
Choline.
Yeah. What it is, that's something that you have from Standard Process that actually, folks, you can get any of this stuff. Orders at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The best foods for choline. You can get a supplement, right?
But you can get choline.
Choline, you get
there's a very powerful neurotransmitter in the body called acetylcholine. In fact, it is the most powerful neurotransmitter. Neurotransmitter is what tells one nerve, the communication from one nerve to the next nerve, for the next nerve to fire. Nerve A and nerve B don't actually touch. There's a tiny little cleft between the two of them. And when nerve A fires to make nerve B fire, these little chemicals go across that cleft called neurotransmitters. And the most common one in the body is acetylcholine that comes from choline. It's almost like a vitamin. And it's naturally made in the liver, but we don't usually make enough, especially as we get older. But there's another aspect, there's another important chemical, phosphatidylcholine, that protects brain cells. And there's experts out there who are saying that consuming high amounts of choline could slow down the progression of Alzheimer's as well as prevent Alzheimer's. Now, the best foods for choline are grass-fed beef, wild-caught salmon, and range-free eggs.
There you go.
That's not in your dietary selection, you can get it, choline itself at orders at ForbiddenDoctor.com, the best prices you'll find anywhere.
Yeah, it's a standard process product.
Yep.
All right. So I want to spend a little more time with you catching up on lots of medical info that we ought to have. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the continuation of his world tour on the radio. It's 18 after the hour. O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts advice from their professional parts people. And their free loaner tool program as well. There's no need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
New message.
What up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org. Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We are all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
It's 23 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner talking about the things that you probably will talk about. It was kind of interesting. Nicole Kidman now has changed her name, it would seem. We'll find out how that works. Is it comfortable or not? Right after this.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner with a focus on Nicole Kidman. Wait a minute. She's not Nicole Kidman anymore? Who is this woman?
Who is she? No, well, I mean, she's married to Keith Urban, and she joined Keith at his very final night at Caesar's Palace, his Vegas residency, which was already extended. When Adele backed out, he kind of received this panicked call, and he was like, oh, no problem. I'll extend my residency a few more shows. Jim likes to perform. He is a great artist. He's
100,000
so
an episode? I think I'd be doing that. about my show.
Yeah, right?
Right.
So Nicole was there for his final show, and she comes on stage, and he's like, oh, what's your name? Where are you from? Jokingly. And she's like, Nicole Urban, and all of that, which is likely her actual name. She still uses Nicole Kidman. But it was funny because she's like, I'm just here. I want to get your jacket. You put it on the floor. And then they started laughing, and Keith revealed that they had this conversation about the jacket prior to that show, and Nicole was like, you cannot lose that jacket. Do not lose that jacket. And he's like, I'm not going to lose the jacket. And then he put it down in a guitar tack or whatever, just moved it out of the way. And so then the audience was helping them locate this jacket.
Sure, they're having fun. Yeah. They're a really cute couple.
Yeah, I've been to his concert, and she's in Nashville, and that's where they live there. And she'll be there, next to the stage, not even backstage or anything. She's straight up on the ground next to the stage, dancing and singing along like the rest of the fans in the venue. They are so cute together.
It's good. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to see that. It's, I think, cool. All right, so Def Leppard has a surprise music night at the Whiskey to Go-Go. In Los Angeles, huh? That's a little place.
Yeah, the famous Whiskey Go-Go. Can you imagine seeing Def Leppard in an intimate venue like that? It was invite only. You either had to win a ticket or just otherwise be invited. It wasn't something that you could purchase. And this coincides with their upcoming album that is going to be available at the end of the week. This is their first album in 7 years.
Wow. They are doing a stadium tour with Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett. Remember her?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I saw Joan Jett after a WNBA game in Cleveland, and it was amazing.
More likely it should have been after a WWE event. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It was a chaotic holiday weekend for those traveling by air this Memorial Day. Roughly 6,000 global flights had been canceled since Friday, with hundreds more flights delayed. That's according to flight tracking website FlightAware. Some 1,640 flights were canceled on Sunday alone. Delta Airlines is heavily affected by the cancellations, with more than 500 domestic and international flights canceled on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. A hepatitis A outbreak has possibly been caused by organic strawberries. The Food and Drug Administration, the Center for Disease Control, and two food and public health agencies in Canada are investigating an outbreak of hepatitis A across U.S. and Canada. The number of infections are potentially linked to Fresh Campo and Hebb Organic Strawberries, purchased between March 5th and April 25th. USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Republican Representative Pat Fallon on Newsmax says it's not enough. We need to do something about school shootings. We need to do something effective, something that will protect our children. School security is something all politicians can get behind.
And not just, you know, having one point of entry for elementary schools, but making sure that no one even gets in the first door unless they're supposed to be in there. And they don't get in the second door unless they have been cleared. All the doors in the classroom should be like hotel room doors in so much as they shut automatically and lock every time they're opened. They can't remain open. And also that they can withstand, a shooter, if you will. But we have to look at the police doctrine as well. The police can't just surround and have treated as a hostage situation, which is what happened in Uvalde, and I think it unfortunately cost lives. They need to go in and be tactical, and anyone that threatens our children in a school like that needs to be taken out, and a threat needs to be eliminated immediately.
As mourners in Uvalde, Texas prepare to bury 19 children and two teachers, elected officials vowed Monday to examine last week's elementary school massacre and the flawed police response and gun control. President Biden, who spent nearly 4 hours Sunday visiting with families of Uvalde victims, told reporters he would not give up on efforts to achieve common sense gun control through legislation or executive order. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are. An advertiser's paradise. This is the the daily conversation, if you will, where we ask better questions. You can ask your questions as well, trying to come up with ways for you. There are all kinds of ways to have connection, if you will. Just listening is a connection. Using social media is a connection. We decide to take phone calls. That's a connection. But no matter what, if you're to be entertained by those of us who are on the program, then the questions should be really, well, we ask questions, you answer questions. If you're not making progress, but you're frustrated because you're not asking the right questions. You got to ask the right questions. Ask different questions, better questions. not the same old questions about the issues, the important issues in your life. What is that? That's a great question in and of itself, Jay. What are the most important issues in your life right now? What isn't going well? What are some of the things that you can think about in your mind? You know, once you ask the question, then you kind of come up with the answers.
Yeah, very self-reflective.
I eat too much. I weigh too much, so I'm eating too much. You know, that kind of stuff.
And then the whys. And a lot of times when people are like, well, I don't know. Well, okay, so what do you know? And then start itemizing that. Journaling is huge right now. A lot of people have turned to journaling.
Yep. New listener, Cassie Sames. I think that's how you pronounce your name. Hey, Cassie, or Cassie probably. C-A-S-S-I-E. Yep, hello. And to Chuck Morrison. How do you do, sir, in Pittsburgh, in that area? This is a day for us to think about things, the usual things. I was talking earlier with Jay about Nancy Pelosi's husband. This guy has got to be one of the most arrogant SOBs that you and you kind of with entitlement comes that. You look at him, you can see he's a smug. You can just it oozes out of his personality. If you didn't hear the story, he was arrested on Sunday night because he was drunk and he was driving, and instead of taking responsibility for his drinking, and I think he was hit by a Jeep, right? Wasn't that what
happened? Yeah, he was in a car accident. That's how police learned that he was over the 0.08 alcohol limit.
Napa County. Yeah. So instead of taking responsibility, he hired a PR person. And the PR person took aim at incorrect information. The news media is at fault. The quote from this guy that appeared in a couple of local newspapers, quote, several news reports about the traffic incident involving Paul Pelosi have included incorrect information. The incident in question occurred after he left a dinner party, was involved in a crash, that, quote, allegedly hit his 2021 Porsche. He was charged with two misdemeanors, including driving while having a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or higher. Is actually, what, 1 point something or other? It was pretty high.
Wow. Anyway,
the PR guy was asked to tell the news media what's incorrect. They just said that the information was incorrect, but they didn't say what it was that was incorrect about the information. He was drunk. The PR person said, the way this has been covered is offensive and erroneous. Mr. Pelosi, things that he said that have been attributed to him are untrue. And apparently what happened is somebody else named Paul Pelosi, this is the, my God, can you believe it? Somebody else, another person named Paul Pelosi, person with the same name, is the one that's been quoted incorrectly. Huh? You got to be kidding me.
I don't understand.
Are you going to dig into that one? Are you going to try to, it's so childish, it's beyond comprehension how these people, with this much chutzpah, hubris, whatever you want to call it. I guess Trump took a shot at him over the weekend, which is, you know, what you'd expect. But anyway, she said, Mrs. Pelosi said, she would not offer public comment about the incident. Okay.
So there's that.
They are. They're stupid. Just plain stupid.
But that also raises the question, when something happens with people, with a public figure.
Yeah.
Is the public owed a comment?
Say again, is the public what?
Is the public owed a comment when it's something that's not related to their work? It's they made a misstep, somebody gets in a drunk driving accident, somebody, insert whatever else you want. Do they owe, look at divorces, celebrity divorces, where you're always you hear the joint statement and we've decided to go other ways, please respect our privacy at this time. If you truly wanted privacy, wouldn't you just not make a statement at all?
Yeah. Be smart not to make a statement. Just shut up. That people don't give people fodder. That's basically the bottom line. All right, next up here, a man has been charged
with carrying guns onto an elementary school campus, shooting himself. 55-year-old Anthony White walking toward the front office at Duff Elementary School. He went to adjust his pants, hit the trigger on a gun that was in his waistband, and shot himself in the leg. Huh?
Yeah, there was no ill intent. He was going to pick up his child or something, and he had his gun on him.
Why?
And it clearly was unlocked.
Why would he have his gun on him going to pick up his child? Why?
I have no idea. I'm not a gun-carrying person, so I would think that you wouldn't forget it was there, but maybe if you're used to carrying it all the time. But he is being charged because it is unlawful to carry a weapon on school grounds. You cannot have a firearm on school property. It's designated by federal law to be a gun-free zone.
Yep.
So after he was discharged from the hospital, he was arrested. But, yeah, he was just there to pick up his child. When he adjusted his waistband, the unlocked gun fired off, shot him in the leg. And one of the parents had given an interview to a local news report and had stated, this happened in Texas, stated that the parents all got a notification of a lockdown, and her daughter had her phone on her, and her daughter was texting updates saying, we're safe, nothing's happening here. It was, you know, didn't have all the information other than we are safe. So that kind of gave that parent a little cause, like some, you know, able to breathe again.
Nuts. Okay. The oil market today, barrel of oil is $124, highest it's been since March, like 10, 12 years ago. The announcement was made. We earlier were talking about the European Union, the council president there, saying that they're going to forbid buying oil from Russia. Anybody in the European Union, 90%. Of the Russian oil will have to, you know, they're not going to buy. 90% of the oil they're going to have to get from someplace else. Now, the benchmark price for West Texas Intermediate crude, is what they call it, has been the bellwether, and it's $124 a barrel today, which means the cost of gasoline will probably go up another 4 to 6 cents today. Because that's they'll do it today or certainly this week. You'll see the gas prices go up yet again. The conflict there has tightened global supplies, of course. And this time of year, there's rising demand because people want to travel in the good weather months. This past weekend was very busy driving around the country, as any of you who were in the traffic know. China has loosened its antivirus curbs. And that's hurt because everybody was locked down in China, energy consumption. So now that's they're easing the curbs, and therefore more people are out driving. Therefore, there's more of a need for petroleum products. Therefore, the price will go up because of that. And I'm still wondering about the impact of all of this on China, because you don't really know. You're not getting the truth. You don't really know what's going on over there, although a lot of Chinese you see walking around this country, I noticed it, and it's interesting as you look around, who's wearing masks and who isn't wearing masks? Have you noticed that, Jay? A lot of people of Asian descent, a lot of Asians are wearing masks.
Well, but they did before. I have a friend of Asian descent.
Yeah, even before this.
Yeah, she always wore a mask, especially when traveling. She's a singer, so her voice is, if she gets sick very easily, she has throat issues, and especially when traveling, if she loses her voice, she cannot do her job. So she's always worn a mask.
The number of COVID cases up. Number of hospitalizations up. I've noticed a number of people that are wearing masks, but it appears, I'm looking at some stats here, people that get, you know, there are people that are getting COVID now that have all been vaccinated. There are people getting COVID now who have been wearing masks since the beginning. So the question is being asked, why haven't COVID masks worked? Why haven't the mandates, maybe that's the better question, isn't it? Why haven't the mandates worked?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of discussion that focuses on mask mandates, became pretty political. Schools in Philadelphia, Providence, Berkeley, California, Brookline, Massachusetts, this week reimposing mask mandates.
any colleges that are going into summer classes that happen. College is pretty much out by the end of May, and by the first or second week in June, college summer classes get started. And a lot of them, I've noticed, have mask mandates. They're not going to use Zoom, but they are going to require, if you're going to class, to wear a mask.
Wouldn't proof of a negative test be more beneficial in stopping the spread than masks at this point?
Well, I don't know the answer to that question. There's an epidemiologist at Tufts here in Boston said it's simultaneously true that masks work and mask mandates don't. I think that wraps it up pretty well, frankly. 47 past the hour.
It's not just Brits preparing for Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee celebrations. According to new research from retail technology company Immersys, with nearly half of Americans saying they have something planned to mark the occasion. So what are retailers doing to meet the demand, and what impact do these major moments of celebration have on the industry? Here's Jen Balin, Chief Revenue Officer, SAP Customer Experience.
Yes, consumer shopping has absolutely changed dramatically across the decades. And I will tell you that right now, celebrating from this side of the pond, as you mentioned, what we're seeing is that consumers want to purchase memorabilia like T-shirts, etc., but more importantly, products that support them having experiences and being brought together in order to celebrate those moments in life. So alcohol, cakes, teas, cookies, those are the things that retailers should be focused on today in addition to those pieces of memorabilia in order to support people getting back to celebrating life. So again, so excited to be celebrating this from this part of the world with you. Thank you.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store, N72, in-store only.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Gaga did the theme from Top Gun Maverick.
Well, the sequel she did. This is from the original, but, I mean, people play this song all the time.
Yeah, I know they do. Yeah, it's a pop song.
You know, I think she's pretty cool. In they use the Lady Gaga song beautifully. There's a sequence in the third act in the bar where you hear the song, like, in the background just very faintly, and then they play it as the movie ends into the end credits. It's something that was always done the really good effect, like 15, 20, 30 years, you know, within the 10 years before what we have now. And then he just stopped doing that. We have artists perform a really good end credit song. I don't know why they got away from it, but it works very well in this new Top Gun movie.
Yeah, it sure does. You're right about that. All right, so this is a record setter, the best Memorial Day debut in the history of movies.
Let's analyze that for a second. Okay, Top Gun Maverick, $156 million over the four-day Memorial Day weekend. That is a new record. It's the previous one held up for 15 years, Pirates of the Caribbean 3, which did $153 million 15 years ago. So this is pre- and post-pandemic. This is the biggest opening Memorial Day weekend per dollar. Question, you tell me, Doug, why?
Because people want to see Tom Cruise, people want an action flick, people want to go to the movies, the same thing that you and I have been saying all along, that the movie theater, that these people who run these streaming services, greedy SOBs that they are, they want to push people into doing what's good for them, i.e.
Correct.
The people that run these businesses, rather than what's good for the public. The public wants to go, especially as the weather gets hot, people want to go see a good movie in a cool theater.
Here's another thing. This is also proof that nostalgia is a very powerful motivator, and yeah. and it works very well if done correctly. As I said yesterday, I thought this film was terrific. If you look at social media, I've not heard one bad thing from anybody. This is not, you know, some movies become polarizing, you know, half the people love it, half don't. It seems like everybody really digs this movie. As I said, I thought it was really character-driven, involving, and it was really reflective if you're over the age, I think, of 40, extremely reflective watching it on the big screen. Yeah, the effects are awesome, all practical. They really flew these planes. But the grounded storytelling of this, I think, is what really makes this movie work very well. Now, here going forward, you got the next big one. I'm talking about the popcorn movies, Doug, big popcorn tentpoles. Jurassic World Dominion, June 10th. Then you got Elvis. That's on June 24th. The reviews are really good out of Cannes. I think there's going to be good interest in Baz Luhrmann's Elvis movie. And then you got June 8th, another superhero movie, Thor, Love and Thunder. When you get toward August on, the pickings are pretty slim again. So theaters, ultimately, I think, will get back. But as of now, even though with, you know, big movies every 5 to 7 weeks, movie theaters are still not really profitable, not the multiplexes. You need a lot more product in the pipeline to make them
consistently profitable. Them. A lot of them ruin themselves. I'm just looking at the schedule at my local theater for Top Gun Maverick. 12 noon, 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 2:30, 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, 6 o'clock, 6:30, 7
o'clock. How many screens do you have in your multiplex?
16.
How many is Top Gun on? Got to be probably
at least 4.
6 or 7. Right?
Maybe 6. Maybe. If you
it's the largest theater count ever. 4,700 and I think 50 screens. Now, give me an example. When Jaws was released in 1975, I think it opened on 450. Think about that. That's 450, 1975. But those movies back then, the word of mouth and the sustainability and the legs, I mean, Jaws played for like 2 years in a movie that then was re-released.
Yeah, I'm looking at the movies that are here. Yeah. Just as an example of no matter how you look at it, there's something stuck here. Bad Guys is still playing. Firestarter is still playing. Bob's Burgers. Good God.
Well, that opened this weekend. $15 million. But
Dumbledore.
And that's also on HBO Max, the Harry Potter movie, Dumbledore, just became available to stream this weekend. Yeah.
Doctor Strange.
There's just not as much product being released theatrically, so they have to hold over. And I got to tell you, I don't know how your local theater with 16 screens. I mean, that's got to be hair pulling to come up with a model to make that work. Because half the screens are really pretty much dormant. I mean, you can't operate a 16 screen movie theater.
All right, Chuck.
Bowling alley.
Chuck Curry here at 59 past the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.